Welcome to Own Your Edge with Dr. D, the podcast that guides you to becoming a bold, inspired, and redesigned thinker in business, work, and life. And now your host, Dr. D.
Welcome to Own Your Edge. I am your host of Own Your Edge, Dr. D, and I am obsessed with everything neuroscience, positive psychology, and neurobiology. Anything that has to do with you claiming your inspiration and freedom as an originator. This podcast series is one in which we cover demystifying assertiveness, and we roll right into episode 2, which is titled Why Assertiveness is So Important. So pull up a seat, a notebook, your focus wheel, and this is Own Your Edge podcast. Last session, we talked about what assertiveness is. And so if you remember, we really talked about the continuum of passive, aggressive, and assertive lying right in the middle. So assertiveness is actually our best style. We naturally have an assertive way of talking, listening, and tuning ourselves into what other people are saying or doing. And so we can connect, build rapport, and create new ideas, create new narratives, and create new memories in the way that works best for everybody. It just simply over time, we had some coping mechanisms that lend itself to either being passive, passive-aggressive, or aggressive, which those three are not effective communications or lifestyles. There's a really interesting survey that was done. It's called the 215 Stress American Snapshot. And this is why one of the reasons why assertiveness is so important. So in 2007, APA, American Psychological Association, surveyed the effects of stress on health and well-being. And this is just the United States. And so people ranked themselves 1, not having stress, all the way to stress 10, unmanageable. Overall, adults report that they have consistent stress and it affects their physical and mental health. In fact, most of them report that they're at a 4.9 for males and a 5.3 for females. In 2007, they found that the top two sources of stress, 67% and 65%, are dealing with family and work. So family responsibility is 1/3 of the most common stressor, followed by health concerns as it relates to the impact of what they are dealing with, and then the economy or their work, that's at 50%. So people are consistently struggling with stress. How does this have to do, or what does this have to do with assertiveness? If you really go back to the topic of assertiveness, you'll realize that assertiveness is our natural response to finding productivity, clarity, and direction, creating conversations that move people forward, better decision-making, and reducing stress. So assertiveness as a practice of communication is the process in which you are respecting yourself, you're staying curious with other people, and you're moving things forward. And from this APA survey, what stresses people out is they don't feel that they have this in their lives. They're not setting good boundaries. They're having communication that is stressful, and they're not moving things forward as they'd like to. So if anything, one of the most important reasons for assertiveness is it helps people de-stress. It helps people communicate better, set boundaries, and so they can reduce the stress. So why else is assertiveness important? When we researched assertiveness in the workplace, we noticed it can create productivity. So assertiveness is a part of having your feeling you have autonomy and also feeling you have a clear direction of where to go. And this is why we talk about transparency in organizations. And transparency is the practice in which the organization says that it is key that everybody has some clarity around where is the direction we want to go, is open to listening to people around the table at level 3, and is learning and sharing that learning. In leadership, we call it triple loop learning. So you might have heard that term. But when we can be assertive, or when we inspire assertiveness in our workplace, people do feel ownership because they do know that they get to share their ideas without retribution. They know that not all their ideas may be produce something, but they are part of the conversation. So the other part of this assertiveness and productivity is when you feel a sense of ownership, you tend to focus on what you're doing and want to do it well. When you feel like your inner dialogue is telling you that you could have a conversation to improve this if you need to, you tend to be more productive. That's just the longitude connection between assertiveness, conversations, and synergy in the work environment. Without assertiveness, what happens is people feel four main things. One, they feel like they're self-defeated. They believe that something about someone else or something in their work or their family, remember we said over 65% of the stress is dealing with family and the decision-making in the family. So if we feel like our family is not in line with us, or many members will talk about their family doesn't have good, clear boundaries, we can feel self-defeated. The second thing that not having assertiveness does, it takes away of our practicing our own triggers and self-management and communication. So we tend to have conversations that are not conducive. They could be aggressive. They could be passive, unclear. And that stresses people out. It really stresses people out to think that someone might be kind of giving them a hint about something, but not know what they're talking about, or feel like they're not heard at all. Those are, that lack of self-management goes to indicators of stress. Third, anxiety, stress also builds adrenaline or cortisol, which creates health problems. And finally, if we are not challenging our thoughts about the system or the situation or the person because we don't have assertive skills, we're creating the same old situation over and over, whether it's with family, whether it's at work, or whether it's us trying to move something ahead. Why is stress so important? It's the epitome of us mastering ourselves internally, as well as having a positive, powerful dialect or dialogue with the outside world, all the people around us. And so when we start mastering assertiveness, we stand in what I call more affluent, reverent power, because we are speaking up for and that self-respect. And the other piece of the importance of that is when we're assertive, we know that we are looking for the next time we can grow or lean into a conversation a different way, or we need to set a new boundary. It's not a stopping point. It's a process of mastery in which you're constantly noticing your impact on the world. And you start with the inner dialogue, what you're saying to yourself. And so that's why it's so important. If you are working on being an assertive person, you are expressing yourself directly and clearly. You're pre-framing every conversation to say, what is the outcome I want to see here? You are standing in a state of curiosity for what other people might add. And you're continually looking for how you actually align. And this alignment is very powerful. And if your belief inside internally, that dialogue says, I believe that people want to make the best decision here. I believe I have a powerful impact. I believe that setting a boundary will not only help me, will help this person in the future. When you have a dialogue of that, you create this space that once encourages people to have a conversation with you, work with you, to move things forward. So in one of our next sessions, we're going to talk about state a little more, but when we are practicing assertiveness, we want to use some strategies around that, because not only does it affect our relationships, it affects all the pieces of our internal world, as well as our biology. Why is assertiveness important? One, it gives us the freedom to own our space as originators. Two, it creates a different way of living in a lifestyle of less stress. Three, it has a powerful impact on those people around you because it moves them forward and creates a new language from which they can feel heard, seen, and belong. Explore this as we go into the next episode and give you some strategies to start this practice. Encourage you to jump in, learn more, and build your strength as an originator. Until next time, this is Dr. D, and this is Own Your Edge.
Thank you for listening to Own Your Edge with Dr. D. If you enjoyed today's show, make sure to check out the show notes for tools, strategies, and guest information. You can even download a chapter of Dr. D's book, Generous Authority, at ownyouredgepodcast.com. Stay tuned for the next episode.